One of my favorite artists.
This is America.
Don't catch me slipping up. I don't know
what it says there.
I think it's don't catch me slipping. Don't catch me slipping up.
Come on, beat 'em up.
Welcome back to the Tomahawk Show. I'm your host, Shane.
And I'm your host, Dalen. And we're here today with you to discuss our experiences in the film and music industry.
Tips and tricks in audio and video.
What's new and exciting in the tech world.
And sometimes, just some random funny shit. So keep coming back.
And stay tuned.
Because it's all about to go down right now.
What's going on, my natives? It's your man, Dalen, here, and I am back with Shane the Waste Case Alleyward on another episode of the Tomahawk Show.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Tomahawk Show, episode 7. Super stoked to be here.
It's episode 8, bruh.
Is it?
2 months of podcast, son. Two months of podcast.
Shane the Waste Case. Clearly,
yeah, proving my point.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Got that Tomahawk merch. Hit us up at tomahawk.com/shop, which doesn't exist, but...
Yeah, so we're shooting a day early today. It's Thursday afternoon in Calgary, Alberta, 4 p.m. Because I leave for Vancouver tomorrow morning. It's in the morning.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Welcome back to civilization.
I'm heading back to Vancouver. I'm not looking forward to that 12-hour drive, but my good friend Tyrone is cruising me down with all my furniture. Shout out to Tyrone Palmer. I'll have sex with you later. Or something. it's going to be cool. I'll be able to set up like a proper place to shoot these podcasts and stuff too, because I've kind of been in like limbo land for the past couple of months, hanging out at my sister's place, you know what I mean? Just kind of like in this bedroom with this, you know what I mean, bed behind me. It kind of looks like I'm like setting up for like a webcam like show.
I'm pretty sure Harry Potter would have a bigger room to shoot in.
Yeah, tune in on Cam 4 after this for my my toy show that I'm gonna be doing.
Spread wide like this. Oh Lord. But I mean, if you guys haven't checked it out yet, we posted another trash talk with Tomahawk on Instagram today, and Shane actually came up with and posted on the Facebook page a posting schedule for content for every day of the week except for Sundays, which is our sleepy Sunday. So I don't know if you remember what they all are.
Tell the listeners. I'll go over them. So Monday, we're gonna do like Music Monday. So we're gonna like take turns just sharing like awesome music videos or upcoming albums with links and stuff, and maybe write a little blurb on how we feel about the song or the music video. On Tuesdays, they're going to be Tomahawk Tuesdays. That's our official release date for the podcast from this point on. So every Tuesday, you can count on a podcast being posted every single Tuesday. Wednesday are going to be Movie Write-Up Wednesdays, where we're going to post reviews and have our own Tomahawk rating. On new films that we've watched or older films that we've watched. And we're kind of doing like a out of 10 rating. Decibel rating, yeah. So the last one we just did was The Florida Project. So that's up on the Facebook page if you want to check that out.
Shout out to Florida.
Thursdays is Trash Talk Thursdays, which is the Instagram content where we're just kind of making fun of videos. I think we still need to work out some bugs with that, but I really like the idea of it, and we're going to continue to push that every Thursday. Fridays are usually our shoot day, so we don't really have a posting schedule for that quite yet. And Saturdays we're going to share tips and tricks with people over the Facebook. But yeah, what were you going to say?
On Fridays, what I would like for us to do eventually would be to live stream this some way. Right. We'll figure it out, whether we have to tune in separately, or I would like to find a way where they could just go to the Tomahawk page and watch both our streams, and it'll be us talking before and after and everything. Like, it's going to be sort of like a behind the scenes of the podcast just from the same perspective from what you guys know, but it'd be cool.
Yeah, for sure. It would definitely be cool to be able to get like just live comments or questions or anything. Yeah. It would be really awesome. Yeah.
Speaking of which, you guys should hit us up on Twitter, because we would like to get some viral video ideas for our Trash Talk series. And hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere you can comment. Just hit us up. We read our messages every day. So
yeah, even if you're watching if you're watching this on Facebook right now and you've seen something funny on YouTube, just copy and paste that link right below in the comment section so we can use it. We'll give you a shout out or whatever, and just be super helpful to us. You know what I mean? It's always hard trying to like rake the internet for new funny videos. So if you guys come across anything, that would be awesome. Send it our way.
Well, that's just it, is that, you know, we spend time looking for it, but if the Tomahawkers are out there and they see some shit and they just send it to us, then that just takes a lot of work off our shoulders, and it actually makes it easier for us, and it literally takes them seconds if they find something. Yeah, there's so many videos. I mean,
we want to do less work, so do the work for us.
We would really appreciate it. Anyways, I think we are going to get going here on the episode 8 content that we have lined up for you guys and gals, you Tomahawkers. So
let's kick it off.
And I think we will start with subject number 1, which is Ticketmaster.
Fuck you, Ticketmaster. Fuck you.
Ticketmaster is apparently the shittiest company that's ever existed in the entire world.
So this has been an ongoing thing, right? And I just recently, this is kind of why the subject came up to talk about, because I saw all these people from Vancouver posting on my Facebook. They were super pissed because the comedian Jim Jefferies just releases tickets for an upcoming show this summer that's going to be in Vancouver. So they're all sitting there wanting to get tickets, waiting for it to hit. You know what I mean? Whatever time it was, they were supposed to go on sale. 3, 2, 1, click
sold.
Buy. Sold out.
Yeah.
And this is because bots. This is because these bots that everybody uses buy out all the fucking tickets on Ticketmaster, and then they resell them for triple the price on like StubHub or something.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's completely unfair, and the exact same thing happens in the sneaker game with shoes that are like, especially Yeezys or whatever. When they come out, like Adidas sells Yeezys, for example. Usually, I think there's the next colorway coming out is called Butter, and I think they're like $220 a pair. They're making a lot more of these, but you know the bots buy them up for that price for retail, then they resell them for like $600-$700. Some shoes are selling for over $1,000 a pair just because they're being resold and people are buying them with bots on the computers, which is bullshit.
Yeah, and I mean obviously, like for you, I mean sure everybody knows what bots are, but this is pretty much just hackers, right?
I think it's just like
that are just automatically they're going more than humanly possible to just rebuy, and there's thousands of them, right?
I never have done it, but you know my assumption would be it's like an app or some kind of programming where it's just set to command to like purchase any colorway of shoe, any ticket or whatever as fast as it can, which is, you know, I'm sure they can do multiple tickets or shoes per second.
Absolutely. It's crazy. Right? I mean, and this thing I don't fucking get is this has been going on. This even happened for like, I was in Vancouver and I wanted to buy tickets for NoFX and they were at the Commodore Ballroom, which is only like maybe fits anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 people. I'm not exactly sure. But nowhere as big as a stadium. And these tickets were cheap. They were $40 or $50 or something like that. And I waited, watched the clock tick down, tried to buy them, and they were all sold out. And 1 minute later, they were all on StubHub for like $300 a ticket. And I'm like, yeah, this is fucking outrageous. Like,
no, the whole bot situation, no, it's not just tickets, not just buying shit. Like there's these things that are basically the same thing, but they're not called ant farms. They're called... There's some kind of farms where in like, you know, a foreign country somewhere, they have just like rooms that are filled with cell phones all over the walls. They're all wired together with power and stuff. And that's how you buy Instagram followers or Twitter followers.
Yeah.
You just buy it and all these phones are just programmed to just follow. And then the data goes into them. This is the user. We've accepted the payment already, so it follows you. And then that's where you get all these use. And then they're useless accounts, right? Like they're not people following you.
Yeah, but it just makes it look like there's a bunch of people following you, right? You're paying for fake.
Yeah, I seen this thing on Beam News on YouTube about it, and I was like, man, that's crazy, and they actually show it, and it's like this just rows and rows of iPhones just going apeshit,
that's
crazy. I mean, you think about it, these people are charging hundreds or thousands of dollars for however many followers you're going to buy, and it's really just phones, like, you know.
People must know when they're buying these things that these aren't going to be real followers, though, like, they're just buying
Of course,
right?
And the easiest way to tell is if someone gets, like, you know, post a photo, they got 1 million followers and they get like 1,000 likes. Like if you have 1 million followers, you're gonna get a lot of likes and a lot of people commenting and engaging, and then if it's not there, you can just tell. It's easy to tell.
The one thing I just don't get with Ticketmaster is like they are a huge, huge fucking company. I mean, they must be a multi-million dollar company. They sell, like, they must be the biggest ticket seller out there. And like,
gotta be.
why can't they up their security to a point where where they can, you know what I mean, beat this? Why can't they up their security? Or, do they not care enough? Like, because I know that, like, it was last year or a couple years ago, the same thing happened. I think it was Jim Jefferies. And all these bots bought out the tickets, and they were resold for triple the price. And he found, they've got a way to find out which ones the bots bought out. And then he was like, none of those tickets are going to be accepted at the door. Yeah. So, like, if you bought one, you get a refund, and you can rebuy them from this website where, like, the bots, I don't know, couldn't have access or some shit like that. I just don't get it. You think with technology and how big of a company they are, they would be able to avoid this happening all the fucking time.
Well, like, I know there's so much shit going on online at once, but, I mean, like, they have to see that maybe, like, one IP address is buying 1,000 tickets a second or something. You know,
I have no idea. Knows. Yeah, you'd think there would be some kind of way to, I don't know, fix this problem.
Weed it out. And like, there's got to be.
Yeah, and maybe they don't care because they're still making their money. Like, you know what I mean? They're not losing.
Oh, just like that, we are out of time.
Out of time, son.
But yeah, I do think they got to fix that problem. Everyone's got to do it. It can be done, especially with a website that I'm sure takes a percentage of every ticket sale. They got
to
be making.
I think
bang.
So. Yeah. I mean, so. Ticketmaster, fucking get it together, or go back to the old ways where nobody can buy tickets online. You got to stand and camp outside fucking the door overnight in a tent to get a ticket.
Yes, straight up. Right back to the old school way of shit. So, would you like to kick off this next subject of discussion, which is TJ Miller?
T Mills, TJ Miller. You guys might know TJ Miller from the hit TV show Silicon Valley on HBO, which is halfway through season 5 right now. I've been watching it. Absolutely hilarious. He's not in the season this season. This is the only season he wasn't in, which I thought was going to be kind of disappointing and take away from the show. But it's actually, like, season 4 and 5 were fucking hilarious. It's like, it's getting better and better, I find, as it goes. It's such a funny show.
I've never even seen it. Never even seen it.
Oh. You should watch it. It's just like, it's like about the tech world. They live in Silicon Valley. They've created these apps and they're creating this new kind of internet, and it's just like kind of nerdy tech humor, but it's really well written. It's funny. But either way, he's not
deep into it.
Yeah, check it out. But he's not in it anymore. So he left because of some kind of argument with the director. But now there's even more things spinning out of control because you know, he was in Deadpool 1. Deadpool 2 is just about to be released. I heard they were even thinking about cutting him from Deadpool 2. He's officially cut from Deadpool 3. He will not be in Deadpool 3. And this is because, I guess, recently, like last month or something like that, he was on a train and he got arrested because he called in a bomb threat on the train. He said that, like, he thought some woman was following him and she had a bomb in her bag or something like that. So, like, he said it was legitimate. Like, he thought there was a bomb on the train, but everybody that I think I've read says he's kind of going off the deep end. Like, he's drinking a lot. If you check his Instagram, he seems like he's fucking wasted all the time, like walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just crazy to think, like, he was at the top of his career, man. The top of his career. And now he's, like, skyrocketing down.
Like, Deadpool, like, big films, HBO series, you know. He does stand-up? Is he a comedian as well? I think he is, right?
He does, yeah. That's, like, all he's doing right now is doing clubs. And apparently it's not very good. Just because he's wasted, though. Like, too drunk.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, though? And, like, imagine the pressure, like, I feel pressure for doing a podcast with you once a week.
Yeah.
Like, imagine doing like these big movies and like all of this crazy
hence
shit.
The
but like,
beers.
Hence, yeah, relaxing. That's relaxing, right? But didn't he also? I don't know if you brought it up, but like, didn't he also get like some kind of sexual assault charges or some shit? Like,
yeah, that's what I was reading. Like, something resurfaced from his college days. I don't know that much about it. But some kind of sexual assault allegations have resurfaced from his college days. So that combined with around the same time with this bomb threat, people are like, I don't want to touch him right now. Like, he's kind of blacklisted.
Yeah. But I mean, like, he's facing up to 5 years of prison and stuff if he's convicted and everything, which is just scary. Because imagine going from, like, start living up here, start living down here. Like, in prison, though. Like, 5 years? That would suck.
I doubt he'll get convicted for a bomb threat. I highly doubt it. He's too wealthy, rich person. They just, you know what I mean? Bill Cosby's not going to jail. TJ Miller's not going to jail.
No, Bill Cosby, that bitch from Smallville, and TJ Miller all be hanging out in the same prison cell. They'll start a little gang. They'll be threatening people with bombs and selling them in the black market and sexually assaulting them all at the same time.
date raping them all.
Oh my God, do you imagine?
TJ Miller, Lord. Bill Cosby, and Allison Mack. gang.
Bang.
We'll fuck you and we'll fuck your mother.
But, I mean, I was reading on here that he appeared in Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One. And yeah, he's scheduled to do a couple more films, like Underwater and How to Train Your Dragon, which I think is the Disney
movie. He's the voice in that. He's still, like, green lit on IMDb for upcoming films, so he hasn't been dropped from everything officially. Who knows what's going to happen. But just to briefly touch on this, like, back in 2010, this is a crazy story, but, like, he was, like, being erratic, I guess, and, like, not acting like himself at all, and then all of a sudden he had a seizure, and he went under surgery, and, like, he chose to get this surgery done. There was a 10% chance that he could have died, and they took out a golf ball chunk of his brain.
Oh,
like, just
wow.
Took it out, so it's, like, not there anymore. Like, it was at his frontal lobe, and they
removed it. They have, like, an ice cream scooper. Just taking a big chunk. They're just peeling it back. And just like that, we are out of time, but we should talk a little bit more about that, though.
We are out of time. I don't know. All I have to say is, like, I don't know if, like, I mean, like, that is pretty intense. Like, and, like, this could be now after side effects of, you know what I mean? Like, the surgery and stuff like that. Like, even though he became successful afterwards and he was doing Silicon Valley and stuff, who knows? Like, these long-term side effects from the surgery that he had before could be making him more prone to being erratic and making these bad decisions. And, you know what I mean? Yeah. You never know, like, what someone's going through. So.
Of course not. Especially when it's in your head, you know, it's really hard to get in there. But we could also do a whole other podcast on our next subject, which is definitely super interesting because this happens once a year and it's always good stuff, which is Google I.O. 2018. Like, we could actually do a whole podcast on this whole damn thing. Like, it's just so nuts.
It was pretty cool.
They unveiled so much cool shit. It's like it's mostly like software. Right, like they're not like unveiling new phones. It's like, this is Google, and this is Google Maps, Google Assistant, Google this, Google that, like Google Mail, like all the cool new shit that they have, and it's just like nuts.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I wanted to talk about was, like, I don't know if you remember the Gmail, the new features they unveiled for that, where it's already out. Like, I was using it today, where it's like smart mail. Like, it's let's say I'm sending you one, and I'm like. And then I put your name at the top, and it automatically knows all the stuff that we already talk about, and the sentences how we talk to each other. So I'm like, "Hey, Shane, I'm ready," and then it'll autofill to shoot the Tom Rock show,
yeah,
or something, right? But it knows how I talk to you, and that on your end it would know how you talk to me, and like
it's pretty cool and creepy. But one of the craziest things I saw on it was Google Assistant and how realistic it sounds. So
on,
like,
duplex on the phone calls?
Yeah, so you can like go and on your Google Home or whatever and be like, "Oh, Google, book me a hair appointment." Like, they use that as a demonstration. "Book me a hair appointment for tomorrow between noon and 3 o'clock. And then they will call your hair studio automatically, this AI robot.
It's AI,
And it'll call and it'll be like, and it talks like perfectly, like you would not know that it was like a robot or like Siri or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like the demo they showed, and like she's talking, she's like, "Hey, I'm just calling to book an appointment to do for a hair appointment tomorrow between noon and 3. Okay, awesome. And then they have like little smirks and gestures. She's like, "Oh yeah,
yeah."
And it's a robot. Yeah. You can't even tell though. It's hard to explain without seeing it, but.
Yeah, I mean, like, we'll link it below and you can check it out. But it's like, it's pretty creepy because like the one thing that they do. Like, it shows the text of what it's saying, and it's like, "I want to book a hair appointment between 1 and 2 p.m. or whatever." But the Google voice is like, "I'd like to book it around, like, 1 or 2, you know?"
Yeah.
And it's like, it's fucking weird, and it sounds like a real human.
With you. It does.
Yeah, it does. It's not like Siri, where it's like, "Hello,
you can tell.
Dalen." Like, you can, and like, you know, I work, I get plenty of these phone calls where I'm like, okay, this is obviously just a robot click. Or if you ask it a question or you say something to it, it doesn't reply a real answer, so you know it's a message, but this talks to you like a human. Well, it's fucking crazy.
Look how far it's come. Like, do you remember Bonsai Buddy?
Oh my god! Yeah!
That little thing! You could type it and it would talk like, "Hello."
That was my best friend lot of rough years. Like, it was pretty ghetto for me in high school, and that thing was just the shit.
Me and Bonsai Buddy go way back. Drop me your ICQ number. Hit me up. AOL.
161-911-932. That's my ICQ number. Fuck you. I still remember that shit.
That's insane. They released this really cool thing I thought on Google Maps that brings you down to Street View. So, like, you can look through your phone And, like, as you're pointing it at stores, the little things will pop up to show you what store it is and what's in there you can buy. And then, like, your navigation will be straight on Street View, so it'll show, like, where you're going. And they even show this fun little quirk that you can, like, they have set up. So it's like a little fox, and he's running it on the street, and you can follow him to get to where you're going. So it's, like, kind of like how Pokemon Go looks.
I was just going to say they're going to combine Pokemon Go, and it's just going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's so much.
But it looks really cool.
There's so much, like, when you actually go through the entire thing, like, the biggest subject that they had was the duplex or whatever, but they're doing so much for their tech for AI. Like, they're really AI-driven. Like, they're not too worried about, like, VR. Like, VR is cool, but AI is definitely further ahead because everyone's got a phone and they don't need a headset. You don't need any of that stuff. You can just, you know, like,
yeah,
look at shit.
Sure. It recognizes
and, like,
text.
The Google
like,
Lens.
If you show it at a book, it'll recognize all the text. It can highlight all the text in the book and copy and paste it just by pointing your phone at it. Or if you're in your friend's apartment and, like, they show, like, this chick has a cool lamp and they point the phone at the lamp and then it recognizes the kind of style lamp it is and it shows you where you can buy similar styles of that thing,
yeah.
Right? It pointed artwork or...
And just like that, we are out of time. I kind of would like to go on a whole other rant about this, but maybe we could do that for another episode.
We could do it another time, yeah. I'm just reading here real quick. They're also doing, like, a multiplayer shared AR, or, like, a virtual reality thing. So, like, two of you can have your phones and, like, they're having, like beer pong tournaments, but, like, on tables that aren't actually there.
From when maybe and, we could play. From here into there. Oh my god, we'll have beer pong Fridays.
But like, well, you have to be in the same room because you're in the same room because then you can see you both see the same table and stuff like that. But
it's 2018. Why do we have to be in the same room to play beer pong? It's fucking stupid. And on to the next subject of discussion, which is one of my favorite artists.
This is America.
Don't Catch Me Slipping. I don't know what he says
there. How about
I think it's Don't Catch
that?
Me Slipping. Don't Catch Me Slipping Up.
Come on, a bit of a.
But yeah, sick song, which is Childish Gambino's new, and it's the first single off his last record as Childish Gambino. He's probably not going to make music after this record.
Well, he said he was already retired before this, I think, and then he came back again, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a hype thing, but I mean, if he stops making music, I'll be really disappointed because I've been a fan of his in every avenue for so long.
He probably just wants to take his writing and film and TV more in the front seat of things, right? I mean, he's winning Emmys and he's winning.
I mean,
you know,
so
Globes.
For Atlanta, when he won that Emmy, he made history that night with the best director for a series, best leading actor for the series where he's directing himself, and for being the coolest black person in America in a TV show. Or ever, because he's definitely just like a fucking top dog. I mean, think about this guy. He was a writer for 30 Rock, rapper, actor, Community. You know, he's got one of the few, like, histories that are that dope. I mean, like, Will Smith is on that level, but, like...
Yeah, he's in everything big now. He's in the new Star Wars film coming out.
Yeah.
Han Solo movie that comes out on the 25th.
Right? That's crazy. I mean, like, he's just been on fire for so long. But, I mean, like...
Yeah, he's... extremely talented.
I just, like, you know, I always compare him to Will Smith, but I don't think Will Smith has had, like, a directing career. Or a writing career like he has.
He wrote his son's big debut film there, After Earth, and it bombed. I think Rotten Tomato gave it, like, a 0.5%.
Which is... And now Will Smith's on YouTube, by the way. YouTube.com/WillSmith. And he's
raping
killing it.
People.
He's killing it on YouTube, man. He's doing a good job.
Inspirational quotes and shit like that.
Well, not just that, like, he's traveling a lot and he shows where he goes and, like, all the cool shit he does and, like, you know, like, just, I watched this video where he's just like, YouTube, he's like, I never expected YouTube to open me up to how much crazy shit you can actually do in this world. He's like, I was so busy with shows and being in sets and doing this and that, and now I'm out, like, skydiving and doing all kinds of fucking crazy shit because I want to make YouTube videos for you guys. Like, anyways, back on the Gambino video.
Yeah,
what
so
did you
the
think?
New video.
What
video.
Did you think of it?
This is America. I loved the video. So it was directed by... Fuck, I don't have his name pulled up here. But it was a guy that he uses in a lot of episodes of Atlanta. That works with him in Atlanta, I believe. But the video was phenomenal. And, like, the shock and awe factor is just through the roof, right? You're... You can't believe what you're seeing, especially the first time you watch it. And I mean, I think when I watched it and then I rewound it and watched it again, I rewound it and watched it for a third time, because you can also pick out all the things that are going on in the background. You know what I mean? It's because you're just concentrated on him, and there's so much going on in the movie. Let's go ahead.
Hiro Murari.
Okay, yeah, that's the guy.
The Asian guy was his director. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, I think it's really good. I think more than anything, it's a message, right? It's a message to people. It's a message to America about, partially about, I mean, the gun violence that's happening in America. But I think also it's directed towards a lot of these new rappers that are still glamorizing guns and violence and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
And I think he's kind even in the line where it's like, I'm so pretty, he's talking about, like, jewelry. You know, it's like, there's so many ways to look at it. Like, I've done a lot of research on this video, and there's so many crazy angles and perspectives and ways to look at it. Like, I know there's Charlemagne the God, who was a radio host at the Breakfast Club in New York City. He's like, I think the video's dope and everything, but he's like, I wish he would have got a white person to play his role, because now he's perpetualizing black stereotypes by killing people and all this stuff, which... And he's like, all those crimes, like the crime with the guy being shot in the head was like a white guy that performed that, and the South Carolina shooting in the church with the gospel choir, that was a white guy with an AK, but he's doing it, but it was a white guy. Yeah. He's like, I don't like how he's like perpetuating that stereotype, which I mean, it's his music video though.
Understand the message that he's still sending, right?
Like, I saw this crazy piece about how. If you actually watch, and I just watched this, you know, like an hour or two ago, where after he's done with the weapons, like the AK and the pistol, he gives it to somebody else, and he puts it in their hand, and their hands have a red cloth, which is supposed to represent the Republicans and their party.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's sick. Like, that's some crazy thinking, right? Like, that's dope.
That is, yeah. I think there's lots of really small details in the video that...
We're already out of time. I could talk about this forever.
That was 7 minutes or 5 minutes.
That was 5 minutes. Yeah, we're out of time.
Crazy. Just to end on a note. I think it's really awesome. The music video is awesome. I was kind of surprised with the lyrics because he is such a good lyricist, and he kind of like a little bit mumble raps in this. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's kind of mumble rapping. Yeah. Like, and I don't know if that was on purpose to kind of, you know what I mean, like a jab at these style of rappers or not. I mean, the song as a whole has grown on me over and over again. The beat is super banger, but it was just kind of weird to see him rapping in that style, I found.
Well, because like he's just like, I feel like mumble rappers, like they're catchy, they put on a good show, they make lots of money. No hate on them for what they're doing, but I mean, like, when it comes to rap's supposed to be like lyrics, and you should battle, and you should freestyle, and everything's gonna be gritty and fucking tight, you gotta be on point, and mumble rappers just aren't there. And also,
fuck the mumble rappers. Fuck.
And he collaborated with a ton of rappers like 21 Savage and like Kodak Black and all these other rappers, because you can hear all their ad libs in the song if you listen.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know what their ad libs are. And I'm like, what? That's 21 Savage. I can hear that. I'm like, that's Kodak Black. Mm. You know, that's DJ, what's his name? DJ Carnage. He's in there too. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, if you want to do a whole other 5 minutes, I could go another 5 minutes.
No, we got to move on.
Goddamn.
We're cutting it off.
We've only got 3 minutes and a half left out.
Check it out. This is America. It's pretty dope. The next thing we're going on to is Uber Air. So this is a new fucking thing. This is super exciting. It looks super dope. Uber just kind of dropped this thing that they want to launch something called Uber Air, where they're working with other companies to start demonstrating the technology in 2020. They want it launched and a flying taxi service by 2023. Now, they're in collaboration with a couple other companies, Sky Sports and some other stuff. They have a couple of different concepts out. But these things are going to pick you up, I guess. And they have these hubs in the cities. And I don't really understand it fully, but they're gonna rip you around the city in these little fucking electric helicopters. They're like little drones that carry people.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's where they're going. I mean, if they already have the app accommodating people on the ground, like, why not move to the air? What's the next level of transportation, right? But I was just reading here that they have that these models, their concept models are after beehives, because they're supposed to be similar to like how bees fly in and out of a hive for like being I guess productive, and their flight patterns to get people in and out as fast as they can.
Yeah, so I don't know. These must be a little bit more of long distance stuff. So, like, because they're saying here that their Uber flying taxis is an upstart look, a new way to shorten trips made long because of distance or traffic congestion.
Mm-hmm.
So the flying cars...
That's going to be expensive, though. I mean, like, you know, if it takes you... I mean, fucking taxis are expensive if you have to sit in traffic for an hour and a half, you know?
Like, yeah, they plan to have these deployed by 2023 in L.A. And they're saying Texas. He said, for me, Uber is not just about the cars anymore.
I love how their launch pads... I just noticed that on the photos, their launch pads aren't the helicopter logo, they're Uber logos.
It looks super cool, right? They were originally going to start testing in Dubai by 2020, but I guess they've now dropped Dubai, which is surprising. And yeah, they're launching first in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Texas, and LA areas. So they must are going to have to set up hubs throughout the cities to get you from one end of the city to the other end of the city. If that's, you know what I mean? It's not just going to pick you up from your house and drive you to the bar in a plane. Like that.
No, it's gonna be like bus stops. Like, you'd probably be responsible for getting yourself to the hub. If your commute, let's say your commute was like 2 hours, and it takes you 5 minutes to get to the hub, you get to the hub, does like the hour 55 minutes to get you to the rest of the way, and then you take
yeah
a bus
instead
or
of
a taxi
taking
or...
and taking the bus or a train. Say like the if you were like in Surrey and you wanted to get to downtown Van.
Great example. You would go from the ghetto to downtown Vancouver. Anyone who's from Surrey is going to watch this is going to kill me.
So at this point, there's already 70 companies working with them. There's these concepts that I'm looking at look absolutely fucking so gnarly. They're super, super cool. But yeah, Uber Air. This is a new, they're saying this is going to be fully launched by 2023, which is not very far from now. I mean, that's 5 years. So I mean, so that's pretty exciting stuff to come out.
Hopefully we'll still be podcasting by then, so we'll elaborate on it when we go for our first ride for free, because we were covering this news for you first here on the Tomahawk Show. We are out of time.
We're out of time. No worries. That was good. That was just briefly, quickly hitting on something. Okay, we're going to go into our tips and tricks section here. Dalen, you want to hit this off?
I will. Okay, so I'm going to bring up a Premiere Pro session here on the screen. This tip is actually used if you don't have enough footage. So basically, usually it's just with B-roll. This will not work if you have humans walking or cars driving in the background or anywhere on your footage, because you're actually going to be reversing some footage to double your footage. Let me show you how that works. You basically drop a clip into your timeline, and then once you get it to where you want it to be, if you need it just a few seconds longer, just copy and paste the clip using Alt and dragging with your mouse. And once you drop it next to it, right click and go to speed slash duration and click this little checkbox that says reverse speed. click that little checkbox, and then it's going to play your clip backwards. Then just bring it back tight to your other clip so that the last frame of the first clip is the same as the first frame of the last clip. And then now
you guys get all that?
Now they're touching end to end. It doubles the length of your clip. It has a little bit of a glitch in the middle, only because the same frames are repeating. But after that, most people won't notice unless they have a really trained eye. So that is my tip and trick for this little situation. I thought it was going to be longer than that. It took me like a minute and a half. That shit was fire. I just fucking freestyled that.
So my tip and trick, I kind of got two. One I briefly touched on a few episodes ago, but I'm going to go a little more in depth into it and then kind of go off to another one. So it's mainly about how to isolate sounds on different parts of your drum kit and miking techniques. So for one that I did briefly talk about, I think in maybe the first episode, was isolation for your kick drum. So a lot of the times on your kick drum, you're going to be miking it up with maybe two or three microphones. Now, a lot of people will put a microphone on the pedal side of your kick drum to get that slap sound that you get. Now, there's not much you can do for isolation on that sound just because that's where the drummer's foot is moving up and down, but you're going to get that slappy sound there. But when you are placing mics on the outside of the front of the kick drum or on the inside of the kick drum, this is where you're going to get that big boom and the big bass that you're looking for. But a lot of the time, you're going to get all the bleed, of course, from the other parts of the drum. So when you're hitting the snare and you're hitting the tom and you're hitting cymbals, you're getting a lot of bleed into your kick drum. So what you can do is, now we've built wooden things to make this easier, but you can take two boom microphone stands, and boom them over completely 90 degree angled and lower them right down so they're the same height as your kick drum. Put one stand on one side of the kick drum, one stand on the other side of the kick drum. So you have two 90 degree stands, kind of like a little house. And then you can take a really heavy blanket and put it over top of those. So this heavy blanket's going to dampen everything out. You're going to get a really punchy kick sound now because, you know what I mean, you have that that sound dampening and you have no bleed coming in either. So you're going to get way punchier of a kick drum sounds doing this. It's a super, super good technique. It's really popular in studios these days. Definitely try it. It's awesome. And for part two of this, when you're miking up your hi-hat, depending on what you're using, say, I mean, if you only have a 57, that's fine. I like to use SM7s on my hi-hat. So if you're using an SM7, take the foam cover completely off so that you just have the bare metal grate. And when you find the direction of the hi-hat that you like, what we've used in the past is like paper cups, like styrofoam cups. And you can actually cut a hole out in the bottom of a styrofoam. So just when your artist is done with their lean, just borrow their styrofoam cup and cut a hole in the bottom of it. And you actually slide it over the top of the SM7 grain. And then point it and find your direction. And what this is going to do is it's going to cut out a lot of bleed that you're going to get from your snare drum that's right beside it or your tom-toms. And it's going to make that directional just pick up what's in the tip of where you're pointing it. So that styrofoam cup's going to block away
smart.
A lot of that sound.
That's super smart.
So, there's a couple tips and tricks for, yeah, easy solutions, stuff you can do pretty much with
anything.
Really cheap. Styrofoam cups, really, really affordable, and it's going to help isolate each part of your drum kit so you get, you get the exact sound that you're looking for. So, try them out.
Oh, boom, and just like that, we are out of time. That was perfect. Damn, I don't even have to edit any of that, I don't think.
All right, okay. Looks like we're moving on to our last subject of the evening. Thanks for sticking around. If you've stayed this whole time, if you have already bailed out, well, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Thanks for listening, guys. So topic number 7, we're going to talk about is PS5. Now, these are just kind of leaks and mainly rumors that are kind of circulating the internet right now. But something that we can kind of dig into a little bit and talk about, PlayStation motherfucking 5. They're saying a PlayStation 5 release date is looking at a 2020 release date.
Oh, so just remember how good my vision is, and that's what the year it's going to be when it comes out.
Yeah, seriously. Sure, mine's 2120, so fuck you.
Oh, 21's average. Anyways.
Overpriced. So, I think that 2020 makes sense because, I mean, the PlayStation 3, it came out in 2006. That was followed by PlayStation.
That was so long. That was 12 years ago. Oh my fucking god. I'm
that
old.
Was
fuck. I'm so old.
That was followed by PlayStation 4's release in 2013. So that would put the arrival of PlayStation 5 at 2020 if they follow the same pattern that they have been. Now I think 2020 makes makes sense. You know what I mean? PlayStation 4 has been out since 2013, even though last year they did release the PS Pro, which is significantly PS4 more powerful, Pro, yeah. Significantly more powerful than the original PlayStation. But I think that's still not a rush. It was released last year, so that's 2017, 18, 19. Like, that'll still be, you know what I mean, three long years before they release it. I'm just curious into, like, so this PlayStation 5 is going to come out, and can they make this huge jump in technology, in this huge leap? Because I mean, when you look back at PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 4 or Xbox to Xbox 360, that was a massive,
colossal difference. Like
if you look at Xbox graphics to 360 graphics, it's colossal. Now if you look at Xbox 360 to Xbox One, it was a big difference, but it was not, didn't nearly look at, like, as big of a jump as Xbox to 360, or, you know,
no,
what I mean? I don't think.
No, no.
Not even close.
You mean, like, so, like, 360 to, no, sorry, Xbox to 360, that was a big leap, and then 360 to 1 was, like, meh. It was there, but it was, even now they have the Xbox One, the One X, which is basically a 4K, more powerful version of the same.
That's the most powerful console out right now, is the Xbox One X. Nothing is more powerful than it. They are, like, the leaders right now in the most powerful console on the market.
They're more powerful than the PS4 Pro.
Yeah. You're like, fuck, which one do I buy now?
I know, I was going to buy one this week, and now I don't know. I was going to buy a PlayStation because I want to play PlayStation now, which is hella stupid because the controllers hella suck.
But yeah, I don't know, because I mean, like, I think there's, I mean, it's the, some of the PS4 games, depends what games you're playing. Like, some games, graphics are fucking crazy, man. They look, you can barely tell the difference between, like, reality, almost. Like city landscapes and outdoors and stuff, it looks real. So, like, I mean, there was definitely a huge jump, from PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 4, but I just wonder how big of a jump to PlayStation 5. Like, things would have to look legitimately realistic, like, real.
You could tell how big of a leap they've taken from the previous console based on how horny you get on the opposite sex. How realistic that shit is. Like, that's like the scale.
Seriously. That's the scale. That's the scale.
Do you remember? Do you remember what was that game? What was that game? It came out on PlayStation 3. It had the girls that were like,
Grand Theft Auto?
No, they were riding Sea-Doos or something, and they just had like skinny bikinis on, those huge boobs. They were riding jet skis.
Oh, there was Beach Volleyball.
That was it. Yeah, I just remember everyone was so hyped.
Dead or Alive. Beach Volleyball.
That's it. They were so hyped on it, and I was like, I guess. I don't see the appeal here. Oh my god. I was like, yeah, this is awesome. I'm like, nah, I guess. If you're into that. But it's just so funny, because I'm like, this is getting to the point where I was like, this is like pornography for children. Like, it really is. But those leaps that they take, though, when it comes to console jumps, like, that's why they didn't name the PS4 Pro the PlayStation 5. Because they were like, I felt like that was a good medium ground, because they're like, this is where we bring 4K in. 4K is a thing now. So now the 5 obviously is going to have 4K, plus it's just going to be like, boom!
Well, it's just going to have to be a more powerful console with better graphics. It's just gotta have to be. I mean, they, like, I was reading something on it, and like, they're expecting it to go be from a 6 to 8 times leap
between the Pro and the new one.
Yeah, no, between PS4 and the new one. They said that we can't look at the PS Pro and expect to go 8 times more powerful for the new one, but if we can look at the PlayStation 4, we can probably get up to 8 times more powerful with the PlayStation
5. Just like that, we are out of time, but I want to talk a little bit more about this, because one thing that I am disappointed with when it comes to consoles is how, even though they get better, like, every time, I feel like they're still getting bigger. Like, the PS4 comes out, then they do the PS4 Slim, and it's, like, tiny compared to the PS4. Then the Pro comes out, and it's, like, back to the PS4 size, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's probably just a marketing scheme. They could fucking sell a slim one right off the bat if they wanted to, but they're like, why sell a slim one if we can sell a big one first and then a slim one a year later?
You know what? Maybe that's true. That's like actually a good point.
I don't
know,
but...
but I mean, like, I'm like, obviously the internal components all still have to work the same, so they just crush it down. I'm like, you really didn't think about organizing your shit a little better to make it a little skinnier?
Organize, like, your shit.
On. If you want to come and get it.
Yeah, and they're just talking about the specs of the PlayStation 5, and the hardware is going to have the power to obviously play the best 4K games and VR experiences in 4K. Like, they want everything top-notch, right? That it has to offer. I mean,
which is crazy. I'm sure
they've been working on this for quite a long time now. Having a separate GPU powered by AMD has been rumored would certainly help the PS5 hit 4K 60 frames per second.
That's crazy. Because, like, a lot of people don't realize, like, 1080 HD, like, that was a big leap, like, to have high definition. But 4K is double that. So you're literally taking, like, something like this big that will play on a screen and making it this big. And a frame rate for regular motion is 30 frames per second. So you're basically doing 4 times that. At a regular frame, I don't know, probably just rambling on here to our listeners, but...
they're saying PS5 4K at 60 frames per second, and a rumored to have double what the PS4 Pro has in RAM, so 16 gigs.
So it's only got 8 gigs right now.
PS4 Pro has 8 gigs, yeah, and they're saying that it could possibly be 16.
That's bullshit. My computer has 16. I can't even play Fortnite at 2 frames per second on a MacBook. It's fucking bullshit. Seriously, I hate it. Like, I want to play it so bad, and I'm just like, oh, it's just too laggy.
But this is all just speculation right now, but I'm sure when it does come out, it'll be tight. I mean, they're really, really going hard on that VR stuff, so, I mean, that's only going to keep getting better and better and better, so I'm sure when it drops, we'll all just fucking put headsets on and fucking masturbate till we die.
To Dead or Alive, Beach Volleyball, Florida edition.
Just you naked.
It's just me. Gross. Naked on the beach, my tits flopping all over the place.
All right, man, we're out of time.
Before she gets even more weird.
All right, guys, that's it. We are out of time. Thanks for joining again on the Tomahawk Show. We'll be back next Tuesday with 7 new topics. If you guys got any ideas or anything you'd like us to talk about, please comment below. Fucking do it, man. I'm getting pissed off. Do it.
Tweet us. You can use Siri to tweet us. Just say, at the Tomahawk Show, or hit us up anywhere. We don't care where. Just give us some information, because we are busting our asses here.
Send me something in the mail. Mail me something. Stamp. Put it. Go to the Canada Post.
Send a native a fucking smoke signal if you have to. Like, just give us something.
No, we're just fucking with you guys. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll always come up with new, fresh ideas to talk about. But yeah, if you guys do feel the need or want to help us out, definitely throw us some suggestions. Follow us on all our platforms. Dalen?
Which is linked here, and there. And we just want to say thank y'all for listening. Throw us a thumbs up if you like this video. Tweet us some suggestions at the Tomahawk Show, and subscribe, like, and leave us some emotions down in the comment section below for a great time. And we'll talk to y'all next week.
Tell Dalen he's a fucking loser because his headphone died, because he has these fucking wireless headphones, like a fucking loser.
Have a good one. Peace.
Thanks for watching. See you guys next
week. Peace.